I've got an Eddie Merckx 10-speed vintage 1973 racing bicycle in silver. It's a super prestige model, which is good. So I use it to go to the pub and back and shopping and round town. And I'm planning on going to Brighton one day, but I need a whole day or maybe 2 days. I've had it for 3 months. Bought it off eBay for £80. Yeah, so I had to replace the tyres. I put two Sugino tan and black tyres. They cost me £5 each from a bicycle shop in London. It's got an SR chain set, rigider rims, stainless steel spokes. It's got two Shimano hubs. It's got a Sel Royale saddle, an SR headset. It's got alloy drop handlebars made by an unknown Japanese company. It's got, what else has it got? No handlebar tape. I took that off to make it more streamlined. It's got a top speed of 14 miles per hour downhill. And it's Eddie Merckx branded. Eddie Merckx was 5 times winner of the Tour de France from 1953 to 1972. Well, it's a torrid affair, me and the Eddie Merckx. I bought it cheap and thought it's the same bike that kids used to have when I was a teenager. And I thought that it was a bit of a nostalgic buy, I'd say, for a bygone era of cycling. And it turned out to be quite heavy, heavier than I expected, which I didn't like. So I put new tyres on it, which slowed it down a bit more grip. I've got a Bell flak helmet in matte black, which is kind of skater retro looking, with expanded polystyrene inner and Velcro fastening. I've got, I've mainly gone for waterproofs by Berghaus. Night vision they are, so they glow in the dark when there's a light on them. And I've got lights, I've got cat eye lights, AAA batteries, two in each. Red at the back, white at the front. Occasionally wear a yellow fluorescent ankle clip, which I found on the road while cycling. In fact, I found one of the lights and two of the clips while cycling. So that's one of the benefits of cycling. Near the tarmac, you find quite a lot of things.